And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Folklife Festival kicks off tomorrow. It's the 42nd annual Folklife Festival, continues through Sunday. We're going to have a good weekend of weather. It's 90 degrees, but at least not 109 degrees. So it's always good to get out to Folklife. Plenty of food, plenty of fun, great people. With me to talk about the Folklife Festival, James Benavides of the Institute for Texan Cultures, and also the duo Los Inocentes, Bienes, Zenteya, and I guess your sister?
Itza
Zenteya. And welcome to the Folklife. So y'all are sisters?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if y'all were cousins or just happened to have the same last name, but there you go. And so y'all have been singing at Folklife and performing there for many years.
We've been performing 17 years this year, so we were doing the math today.
So y'all are regular performers.
Yes.
So James Benavides, Institute of Texan Cultures, Folklife Festival. Why have Folklife Festival? What's that all about?
Why have the Folklife Festival? Well, back when the Institute of Texan Cultures first opened, 1968, the Smithsonian Institution came down and invited our people up to D.C. to check out this new festival they were founding. It was their second year, if I'm not mistaken, and this guy named O.T. Baker from the Institute put together a contingent of Texans to go show them what Texan culture was all about. On the trip back home, he says to himself, you know, we can do this better. We can do this with Texans. We can do this our way. Make it about us. And you know, with all the friends, all the contacts that we've made in researching the content of the Institute, all the exhibits on the various cultures, we had those contacts in the communities, and we said, you know what? Let's bring it to life. We're going to have us a Texas-style Folklife Festival.
And we've been doing it for 42 years. We want to hear from callers. If you've got memories of Folklife Festival, events that happened to you there, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Tell us how Folklife influenced you or some good times that you had out there, plenty of times throughout the years, 42 summers. And like we were saying before the show started, I remember when it was in August and how hot it used to be.
Yeah, we still get, you know, the August question and, you know, it's that same story. Well, when's the last time you've been to the Institute? Well, fourth grade. Guess what, folks? It changes. Come, you know, we've been in June for going on around 10 years now. And, you know, we shave a couple degrees off the thermometer. All right. We do save ourselves a little bit of grief there. But, yeah, you know, things do change. Acts do change. Some of the things we showcase, everyone asks, well, what's new? Who's coming this year? You know, we welcomed the Vietnamese community this year. Last year, we brought the Argentinians. They had a cultural table. Well, this year, it's Argentinian wine and empanadas. So we're going to have a little bit of an expansion, a little bit of a change there. So, yeah, there always are little things to seek out at festival.
And so the idea of Folklife Festival is to highlight the diversity of Texas, you know, that we do have the Argentinian contingent, we have the Filipinos, we have all across the world, across the continents, African, you know, the whole bit, right?
Yes, sir. That's what it's about. It's about seeing culture brought to life. You know, it's immersive. It's about us. It's about when we watch you dance or we dance with you, when we get hands-on with the tools and the crafts that, you know, have formed the handicrafts that were necessary for life in the frontier days, when we sit and eat the food that you eat, you know, what's it like to eat a German meal or a Polish meal or a Czech meal, Chinese meal? We start to learn these things about our friends and neighbors. We're about promoting the understanding of other cultures and appreciating that because San Antonio, Texas, really is a diverse place.
Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Share your Folklife memories. Pamela is joining us now. Pamela wants to tell us about what happened to her at Folklife. You're on the air.
Well, it happened to my mother. She's a retired military wife. Getting under the gospel tent about 20, 25 years ago, she thought, who is that lady over there? She recognized someone but didn't know her, and they kept looking at each other for 15, 20 minutes, and finally one of them spoke and realized they had been young military brides in Germany years earlier and had lived next door to each other in quarters, and it struck their friendship up again, listening to the Duckett family sing.
Wow. So that brought them back together.
And they still are doing Christmas and birthday cards for each other because they refound each other at Folklife.
Great. Pamela, thank you so much for sharing that story. That kind of shows you what Folklife is all about, bringing people together and over, you know, that you thought you maybe lost contact with people. It's amazing, though, when you do go to Folklife, the people that you run into.
It's a family reunion, Dave. I mean, some of these people have been seeing each other once a year for the past 42 years, and they know each other like family. You know, some of these stories, example, I was just visiting with the Turkish community a few days back, and one of the guys from the organization was saying, yeah, let me talk to my Czech friend. Maybe we'll get together and we need to do a little something. So
yeah, it's kind of like countries that don't normally cooperate with each other get along in the world stage, but they come to Folklife and they realize they have a lot of the same foods and same traditions and or similar, and they get along just great. It's like the way the world ought to be.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Dave. It's a great way of looking at it. This is, you know, local. Sure, the events of the world are on people's minds, but here in Texas, we do adopt, you know, our Texas identity. We do put what's happening here amongst us, you know, as a priority. We do make this about us, and these communities can and do work together. We do have bigger, you know, big things. I wouldn't necessarily say bigger things. That'd be a little off target, but we have, you know, our own community to think about and to work together here.
Give us a call, 614-8980. Talk about your Folklife festival memories and stories, something that happened to you out there. You know, there are people out there that do say maybe Folklife has, you know, it's not the 60s anymore. Maybe it's outlived its usefulness.
Sometimes that's a tricky one. And let me tell you, we have run into situations with participants who can't join us anymore because of age, because no one has picked up the traditions for that next generation. Some organizations have passed through three generations and are still going strong. We've actually had, you know, this discussion, somewhat this morning. You know, this organization can't join us anymore. This organization, they are going to honor their ancestor or, you know, grandpa who used to be part of this for years. We're going to come out and make jelly. We're going to come out and, you know, split shingles because that's what grandpa did.
Right. So they're carrying on the tradition. So it's not just, you know, the different, you know, the Czech food, all that too, but it's also showing how the pioneers settled Texas and made things work before we had, you know, going to the corner store to get the tools that you need.
Yes, sir.
And so how does that work?
Well, the back 40, it's like walking into Grandpa's tool shed. I mean, there are wood carvers back there, woodworkers. We want you to get hands-on with
a blacksmith.
There's a blacksmith out back there, and we'll do some.
So this is great for, it's really a kid family affair.
Oh, yeah. Get your hands on. Go throw a pot. Weave the baskets. There's opportunity there for you to get involved and really engage with the craft.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break here on The Source right now, but when we come back, we're going to hear from our duo here, Los Inocentes. They're going to sing for us and tell us about their Folklife festival memories. This is The Source on KSTX. We will be right back. And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Folklife Festival, which begins tomorrow, lasts through the weekend, the 42nd annual Folklife Festival. With me in the studios talking about that, James Benavides from the Institute for Texan Cultures. And also we have Los Inocentes, which is a singing duo of Benisa Zentella and Itza Zentella. And you're going to perform a traditional Mexican song for us now.
This is Paloma Torcasa.
Okay.
Vuela paloma Torcasa, vuela paloma cucú. Anda a buscarla a su casa, por algo le hablas de tú. vuela paloma torcasa, vuela paloma cucú, anda a buscarla a su casa, paloma currú cucú. Abre tus alitas sin decir ni cuándo, porque de seguro te estará esperando. Dile que a mis ojos el dolor asoma, déselo a decir, paloma. Dile que por ella me atormenta el celo, llévale esta carta sin tardar. Con la bendición del cielo, paloma, échate a volar. Paloma cucú, paloma currú cucú. Abre tus alitas sin decir ni cuándo, porque de seguro te estará esperando. Dile que a mis ojos el dolor asoma, déselo a decir, paloma. Dile que por ella me atormenta el celo, llévale esta carta sin tardar. Con la bendición del cielo, paloma, échate a volar. Paloma cucú, paloma currú cucú.
All right, that's wonderful. And so we're listening to the group Los Inocentes, and it's Benissa and Itza Centella, sisters who have been performing at Folklife Festival. You said 16 years?
This is our 16 years, and pretty much it's about as long as we've been performing roots music from traditions from Texas and Mexico and in Latin America. So
now, did you learn playing these songs? Did you know these songs growing up?
Well, pretty much it's a tradition that was handed down to us by our father. We grew up listening to this music, and he taught us to play the guitar, and we all were musically inclined. And as a matter of fact, it's today it's myself and my sister Itza, but we have another member who is my brother George. So we're Los Inocentes. We're a family, and we keep up with the tradition. And we've been sharing it with the Folklife Festival.
Is it from a particular region of Mexico?
Well, no. What we do, and this is what we've done in the Folklife, each year we focus on a different, like, musical theme. And this year we're focusing on the Canción Mexicana and the Corrido, the ballad, the Texan-Mexican ballad. So each year we focus on a different, like, aspect of from a different region or from a different genre of music. So we try to keep it... keep it going and having something new to present each year.
So having been at the Folklife Festival for 16 years performing, how have you seen Folklife change over the years?
Well, for us, for our experience, we've grown up with the Folklife, and we've seen some of the groups that keep coming back and some new, and we see children participate and also learning the traditions. We see them perform now. The ones who were little ones, they're now performing. They might be teenagers now. And so we see a lot of intergenerational interaction, which for us is beautiful. And the traditions of the different cultures, you see how they're passed on and how they're learned and how each generation is living it in their own way. So for us, that's a beautiful thing to be able to share.
So when will you be there? What time will you, or what part of Folklife? If people are listening, they want to see you perform live.
Tomorrow, Friday, with Los Inocentes will be at 6:30 on stage one. And then also on Saturday, we have two performances. One is at 1:30 p.m., stage one also, and at 8 p.m. in stage two. So we're excited, looking forward to it.
And so, I mean, you're not being paid by the Institute to be in there. Are you volunteering, right?
We're volunteers.
Absolutely, yes.
But I think it's a wonderful way, an opportunity to really, like Benissa was saying, to share our culture with all generations, but especially the younger generations, the kids.
And do y'all perform year-round anywhere?
We do. We perform in different festivals like the Luminaria that happened in March. And also we give concerts throughout the year at the missions at San Jose, Mission Concepcion, and cultural performances as well.
So how has performing year after year at Folklife Festival influenced your music and your performances?
Well, to be able to see the different musicians that perform and visit when after we've performed, where we get a chance to go and visit the other performers. And it just gives us a sense that we're on the right track as musicians, because we see other performers giving themselves, you know, to their art. And so for us, and because we do roots music, for us it's just very encouraging to see other performers doing their own cultural expressions. And so it's been wonderful to be able to see that, and for us to be able to renew it each year and bring something back to the folk life from and share with the audience. For us, that is it's just what we do, and so we love to do it.
It was reminiscent of like the music that Lydia Mendoza would perform.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of from that style of music. It's the traditional style of music.
And I guess there are a lot of people who, you know, maybe like, I haven't heard this song since I was a child, you know, and get a lot of excitement.
It is very exciting. Sometimes, you know, we'll get some people who come after the performance and they're teary-eyed, and they'll come up to us and they'll say, oh my goodness, I heard that when I was a child, and they're already, you know, in older. And for us to be able to touch a person's heart in that way and for them to come and tell us, it's very meaningful, and it makes it worth it.
The number to call to join the conversation, 614-8980, 614-8980. We're talking about Folk Life Festival. If you've got a story about Folk Life Festival, maybe you saw the group Los Inocentes perform and you want to tell them how great they are, we'd love to hear from you. And so James Benavides of the Institute for Texan Cultures, what does it mean to have, you know, groups like come show up and they perform for free and they put their hearts and souls out there and really bring it to life?
Yes, sir. You know, we believe in the mission, and these groups that we work with believe in the mission of the Institute. They're about perpetuating these traditions, keeping it alive, remembering who we are as Texans. So they do volunteer their time. Some travel from out of town.
They travel quite far from all across Texas, and that's no easy feat, and they're not being paid or compensated at all.
Exactly. Then there's very few that we actually have to support. Example, here's a good one for you. Every 2 years, the Ukrainian dancers will make their way in from Dallas, and they are fantastic. They're acrobatic in their performances, high energy, just beautiful work. We have a drum group coming in from Houston, Japanese-style daiko drumming. So, you know, a lot of these groups are traveling. They believe in the cause. They believe in sharing their culture with others. And, you know, to have the volunteering of time and effort and gas and travel.
Sure. And then people go, I mean, the thing, it's just really a great family event, especially if for people who want to instill pride in Texas and their young kids, show how Texas was settled by so many different cultures, how diversity stands up today and has just added to the richness of the state. So tell me again about the hours and the...
We're going to start tomorrow. Gates open at 5 with opening ceremony 5:30. So that's... 7, 8, 9 June. So 11 to 11 on Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. We got to thank the Spurs for kind of planning around that. So, you can, you know, we finish up Sunday just in time to get home for the game.
Sure. Maybe people will be celebrating the victory tonight. So let's go back to our singers here, performers, Los Inocentes, and get one more song from you guys, Benissa and Itza Centella. And you will be performing at Folk Life Festival. And what are you going to do right now?
We're going to do a ballad, a corrido. And this is a corrido from after the Mexican Revolution from the 1920s or so. And this corrido traveled, you know, from Mexico to South Texas. So it's one of those corridos from the south of the border area. And it's called Valentín de la Sierra.
Voy a cantar un corrido de un amigo de mi tierra. Llamábase Valentín,
que fue fusilado y colgado en la sierra. No me quisiera acordar, era una tarde de invierno, cuando por su mala suerte cayó Valentín en manos del gobierno. El capitán le decía: ¿cuál es la gente que mandas? Son 800 soldados que tienen sitiada la hacienda de Holanda. El coronel le pregunta: ¿cuál es la gente que guías? Son 800 soldados que trae por la sierra Mariano Mejía. El coronel le decía: yo te concedo el indulto, pero me vas a decir cuál es el jurado y la causa que juzgo. Valentín, como era hombre, de nada le dio razón. Yo soy de los meros hombres que han inventado la revolución. Antes de llegar al cerro, Valentín quiso llorar. Madre mía de Guadalupe, por tu religión.